This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The official opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, it is upon us every week at this time. We go through the top hits, the News Talk Radio hits, and then the people list as well. This week on the DL list, designated, what is the disabled list? That's what this is. The disabled list, Michael Harrison is out, and in his stead is an excellent replacement. Young Kevin Casey is here, who's the second person at Talkers Magazine, who's got a little bloop there. Hi, Kevin. Happy
to see you today.
Who's got a better Irish name than Kevin Casey?
I don't, that's a great question.
You know, when I think about you and your history, and I've known each other for a long time, I was thinking at one point in time that in the New England area, Irish names like Sean Casey, the guy that was on a couple of stations in Boston, his real name was not Sean Casey. And so it always comes up that there is, how is that your real name? People used to say, because I know you were on the radio for a number of years.
Right.
Can it be that Kevin, that he was so lucky to be named Kevin Casey?
He wasn't. That is not my real name. Kevin is my real first name, but I have an English surname. So, although I actually am about, I don't know what percent, but I'm a whole bunch Irish.
Yeah. And so this week, one of the things that's just lurking below the top 10 items here would be a focus on St. Patrick's Day, right? All the celebrations and the drinking and the shenanigans and the hooligans going out.
Well, I guess given the state of the world, drinking and shenanigans might be the way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the state of the world, if you will. The state of the art of News Talk Radio with the top 10 stories that are published, by the way, at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com every week. And they're also on our DJV list as well, djvshow.com. So what do we have for stories this week? No real surprises here, I guess, Kevin.
Not really. At number 10 this week, Doug, is a tie, March Madness, and Tom Brady returns to the NFL. We all kind of thought he might. At number 9 this week, climate change tied with the daylight savings.
Wait a minute. You actually thought, you didn't believe that Brady was actually retiring? What's the matter with you?
Nope. Tom Brady, he won't give it up till they carry him off the field.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing. It's good for business, isn't it?
It definitely is good for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're happy he's back, so.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, excuse me. Please continue.
That's all right. Climate change tied with daylight saving time bill at number 9. Number 8 this week, big tech and social media issues. At number 7, race relations and immigration reform. Number 6 this week, crime and homelessness. At number 5, the 2022 and 2024 elections. At number 4, COVID-19 variants. Number 3 on the chart this week, the economy and gas prices. At number 2, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And not surprisingly, at number 1 this week, the Russia-Ukraine war.
All right, on the people list, how's that shake out?
On the people side, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. At number 7, Brittany Griner. Number 6, Donald J. Trump. Number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4 is Xi Jinping. Number 3 is Volodymyr Zelensky. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And at number 1 is Joe Biden.
Let's do a spelling test here. The difference between how to spell Vladimir Putin's first name, and it's actually, I think, is pronounced Voldemir, but it's close anyway, Zelensky. There are a couple of more vowels in there, though, on his name. Isn't it interesting how we anglicize what they really sound like in their native tongue is nothing like they sound in English, right?
No, you're right about that. Well, I mean, it's the same since we're on a St. Patrick's Day theme, Sean and John You know, yep. Sean is Irish for John. So, I think the Volodymyr, the way you said Volodymyr Zelensky, you made it, it's almost like Lord Voldemort. He's Voldemir, but, it looks to me like, I'm looking at him right now. Vladimir and Volodymyr, different spellings of the same name, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for a long time. And as Michael's lieutenant, the task falls on you to actually do a lot of the research here. What's your process? Just out of curiosity, what's the process that you, Kevin Casey, use to put in your input is important to the story list and the people list? So what do you do to come up with these various, with the various stories, topics, and how do you put them in order?
Well, we've had for years and years, we've had the same process for gathering data. And basically at the end of each week or as we roll into Thursday, we look at it, see if everything jives with what we are pretty sure that people have been talking about based upon our listening to what's going on around the country. And then we put together the final list. So it's a lot of data and a little bit art.
Yeah. There's a craft. Yeah, there's a craft to it. I think that's for sure.
I was going to say the thing that people who are listening to the show have to understand is that these are not the biggest news stories of the week. They're the biggest talk radio stories of the week.
Right.
Big news stories happen all the time that aren't really talk worthy. For example, a horrible earthquake, you know, that happens somewhere and kills a bunch of people. That there's nothing controversial about it. It's just a very, you know, sad story. So that's a big news story, but it's not a big talk radio story.
All right, so you've said something that's very important right there. I want to glom onto it for a second. The controversy that is created, if you will, by talking about these things on the radio, the left-right divide, we see it everywhere, and I guess that that's part of the entertainment value here, as long as you don't take it too seriously. And I think a lot of people, the blue states and the red states and how seriously they take some of this stuff. I saw something this week about how blue states took the virus more seriously than red states. Is there anything? It becomes laughable, doesn't it, at some point in time?
Well, I think everything is taken really seriously now. I mean, look, we have news, entire segments of the news organization, news organizations are dedicated to spats between celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest news stories, if you've been following the news over the last, you know, couple of weeks, is the spat between Pete Davidson, the new boyfriend of Kim Kardashian, and Kim's soon-to-be ex, Kanye, or Ye, sorry, Ye.
Didn't he bury him alive? Didn't I see that someplace? He's posted
something. Wouldn't surprise me, but this is what, this is celebrity news now in the modern age.
Yeah, right. And that's where the social media comes in. We on the DJV program devote certain segments of the program just to social media, what people are saying, what's trending, that sort of thing, which has become part of the process of covering or talking about what's going on in the world. But still going back to the key dividing lines, the ideologies that get into everything, it's now even been split down to, are you very liberal or are you somewhat liberal? Are you very conservative or are you somewhat conservative, right? I mean,
well, you're right. The problem is it comes down to the individual. You ask any conservative who is a fellow conservative, and if someone appears to be slightly less conservative than about a particular issue, well, then that person's not even a conservative. They're a rhino, and they're dismissed out of
it. Right. That's it. You know, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but I have shared it with Michael. When I started doing afternoons on WCKY in Cincinnati in 1988, when I went on the air the first 5 minutes of being on the air on the station, I told the story about where I came from and how I happened to get the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in those days, we took a lot more calls than we do these days, or at least I did. And so the first caller that went on the air, out of his mouth came, "You liberal Boston bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston." And I had, you know, at that point in time, I was doing more politics. That was just about when I started doing what was the forerunner to DJV, the Good Day program. And I was political, and I was right of center. I was described as a rhino, I think as much as anything else. But there were no such thing as good Republicans and bad Republicans. And I didn't ever experience it because I had been a Republican all my life until I went to Cincinnati, and I wasn't Republican enough. So
absolutely. You know, different parts of the country are different, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, you look at the way it's liberal. You're liberal, you're very liberal, you're slightly liberal, you're moderate. I mean, how do you even describe moderation? When you go around listening to the stations, is there anybody who's moderate at all?
Maybe right. Jim Bohannon. Jim Bohannon calls himself the militant moderate, so I guess he is.
Okay, yeah, I would say Jimbo is kind of that way. I think I'm that way. I don't like any politicians. I don't like either of the parties, but I think you're right about that. And so does that make it easier for him to have an interesting conversation? I think that's there's something to discuss in and of itself. Kevin Casey is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 14th to the 18th. A reminder, seeing as this is St. Patrick's Week, don't forget about the Lucky 7 sale for St. Patrick's Week going on at Calitrin. Toploss.com is their website. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. And you get $7, speaking of off, $7 off every single bottle. So you can buy the 90-day supply and get $21 off. Plus, you get 2 months free. That's the deal. So to get it, got to go to toploss.com and put in the DJV code. Forget not only the money off of each bottle that you buy, but also free shipping. Lose weight naturally. Calitrin at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I better not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup. This isn't the Roundup. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official hour of review of all the hot hits, the charts that are created by the work done at Talkers Magazine. Kevin Casey is here representing Talkers this week because Michael Harrison is under the weather. So we're talking, as usual, about the nuance of the list, what goes into it. And I think from a point of view, people don't really know you. You're not as familiar to the audience. You're familiar to all of us who are in the talk radio world because we know who you are and your role at Talkers, but a lot of listeners don't. So as we talk about COVID, which is number four this week, appropriately so, going down in the list, I wonder about you and your thinking, your family. I don't know that I ever knew this. I didn't ask Michael whether you've had COVID or not. Did you get it?
I have not, that I am aware.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? My doctor told me the same thing. He thinks I've had it. I don't remember having had it. I remember when it first started, when I drove back across the country from California, I didn't feel well at all, but I didn't feel like I was as bad as the description was of getting the first strain of COVID. So,
I had a number of, I think twice I was sick over the last course of the last 2 years. And, I don't believe any of it was COVID, but you never know. And it's also a possibility that a lot of us have had it, asymptomatically and just didn't know.
Right. So did you decide to have Moderna, Pfizer, or J&J? What did you take?
I didn't have a choice. I went, I got Pfizer for my first two shots, and I got the Moderna for the booster. And I went to the local pharmacy. So it was, they were like, here's what we're shooting you with. So, I didn't really have a choice.
Right. Exactly. I think early on, that's what we all did, pretty much all Pfizer. Number one this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war. The forces, where they are. So when this all first started, what was your reaction to, and as you listened to some of the radio programs, what's gone through your mind experientially as you look at, do you have any relatives that are Russian or Ukrainian? Do you have any friends? And how does that?
No, actually I don't. I'm part Polish, so I'm kind of like on the border there. I think that what surprised me the most as I was, surveying what people were saying about this is how many people were willing to give Vladimir Putin the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, this isn't what this isn't so bad. And now, fortunately, most of the conservatives in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, who were initially kind of, you know, Vladimir Putin's buddy, have come around now that they've seen the devastation that he has wrought upon Ukraine. So, but I was surprised people were making excuses for Putin.
Well, it's interesting that only 8 people voted against the resolution to stop doing business or to sanction Russia, and they were all the 8 strongest Trumpsters. You noticed that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead, excuse me.
I think that Donald Trump's calling Putin a genius prior to the first onslaught was fodder for that. You know, people, Donald likes Vladimir, so do we.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think when you get right down to brass tacks, politicians are all the same in every country. I don't know whether they even have. Do they have such a thing as news talk radio in Russia? I don't think they do in China, but I wonder. I know they do in Europe because we have some of the consultants are all American talk radio people that go over there. But is there such a thing in Russia?
Not that I'm aware of.
I wouldn't think it would be long lived. Can you imagine somebody going on the air and taking a shot at Putin? Take a shot at them, and that'd be the end of their career and probably their lives. Not the same by any stretch of the imagination. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues into its fourth week. Rescue workers on Thursday dug out survivors of the rubble of a theater in the city of Mariupol. Ukraine said it had been hit by Russian airstrikes as people, including children, sheltered there, a claim Russia denies. In China, 37 million people are in COVID lockdown as the country battles its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the outbreak in Wuhan, China. Omicron has been the driving surge of this one. One of the reasons cases have spread so fast and are hard to trace is Omicron's milder symptoms and shorter incubation time. The White House said President Biden will hold a call Friday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
They have a lot to discuss, given the last time the president met with President Xi virtually was last November, a couple of months ago.
To be sure, the Russian invasion is going to be one of many topics discussed. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Gallup World Poll is reporting for the fifth year in a row, Finland is the world's happiest country. Based largely on life evaluations, the Nordic country and its neighbors Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Iceland all scored very well on measures the report uses. Healthy life expectancy, low corruption, and high social trust. And generally, in a community where people look after each other. Canada came in at number 15, the United States came in at number 16, and the United Kingdom came in at number 17. As the Defund the Police movement became the battle cry for Democrat candidates across the nation in recent elections, history has shown us this has made Americans less safe. Richard Irvin, the mayor of Aurora, Illinois, a Republican gubernatorial candidate, told Newsmax on Thursday his administration, if elected, will back the blue.
You do it by backing your men and women in blue, showing that you got the backs of those men and women that wear the badge and come out of their home every single day and put their lives on the line to keep us safe. You know, let me tell you about my background. I'm a combat veteran, having served in the Gulf War. I'm a former prosecutor who personally put violent criminals behind jail, gangbangers, drug dealers, wife beaters, drive-by shooters. I've personally gone into drug houses and shut them down. You know, and as mayor of the second largest city in the state of Illinois, you know, I've worked side by side with our police to address issues in our community to improve people's quality of life.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production of Talkers Magazine and the DJV Show. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me instead of Michael Harrison this week, who's the editor and publisher, his lieutenant or captain, second in charge, how do we best describe Kevin Casey? I think that's a good way. Your second, the second banana. If you like bananas, I guess you're all set. And it must be like being bananas going through and, you ever, when you listen to some of these talk radio programs, do you ever wonder what planet some of these guys have come from? These people that just is amazing what some people think and say. I find it that way. Anyway, I've been doing this for a long time. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, look, I've been following talk media for you know, more than 30 some years now, so I'm not really surprised by anything, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose maybe that's it. Well, yeah, I guess that that's something when we think about it, but we do have to create some drama here in order to get people to listen. You know, when you talk about what's going on, you talk in words, the colorful words that are used, descriptive words like the air strikes in Ukraine where some innocent civilians are being killed, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You tell the story, it becomes more dramatic. Is that how we get people? And the story of Brittany Griner, that certainly is pretty dramatic, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I think that it goes back to the best goal of journalists since the beginning of time, which is, you know, tell a compelling story, paint a picture, but tell it accurately. You know, describe mm-hmm. what you're actually seeing, what's going on. If you're talking about an opinion program, well, give your opinions clearly and state them succinctly, and then that's where the debate begins. And that's kind of what talk radio has really always been about, is, you know, taking an issue that has multiple sides, has some controversy to it. Usually the hosts have vested interest in it because they feel passionately about one aspect of it, and then everyone debates and discusses.
You know, as I look at some of the things that I like to talk about, and I get this, you know, I'm known for not necessarily following the same path or the same lead that everybody else does. So when it gets to, for example, the week has been filled with conversation on the sports talk radio stations about the March Madness and Kentucky falling to St. Peter's. And I remember listening to some guy who asked his partner, where the hell is St. Peter's? Who is? who are they? What are they doing in this game? Right? I mean, that's kind of, and then people say, okay, yeah, what's the story? And then they look to the talk radio host to give them the information that they don't have. And that's where the a lot of the entertainment value comes from, I think, anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
I agree.
I know. Okay, so here's one of the things that didn't make the top 10 list this week. Fruit flies. And they're showing the adaptive change that they have. The genome build, you know, the fly has its own genome. We think we're the only ones that have genomes, but flies, everything pretty much in the order of the animal kingdom has genomes. And so these new fruit
and plants.
Flies. Yeah, plants too.
And
yeah,
the
exactly.
Plant kingdom, yeah.
Yep. So, they're apparently going through some kind of evolution. Now, I spent a few minutes talking about that. Because I think that people want a respite and they want some other information. And so when I look at my topic tree, which is, you know, you have 14 or 15, when I go on the air every day, I have 14 or 15 different things that I want to share with the audience. And so, you know, I think there's enough, and maybe you would disagree with this, but there are enough people talking about the heavy stuff. I don't think I need to. I think people need kind of a respite from it. And I don't know how many, you know, there's stuff that's compelling that's going on. I mean, actually, if you look at the top 10 story list here, there wasn't much time devoted this week to from number 5 to number 10. Yeah, I didn't hear much about the elections this week. And, you know, the other things that have been part of our, the only thing that gets off of that is daylight savings time, that bill, and March Madness. So people, when we took on the Daylight Savings Time bill, were arguing, and we got a lot of input on our social media, as to whether it should be the standard time or the daylight time, because the misnomer here is the Daylight Savings Time bill. Well, a lot of people don't want it to be daylight savings all the time. They want it to be regular time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that becomes almost a liberal and conservative
I know. Does that become liberal conservative? I think to me it seems like, you know, do you want it dark in the morning or darker in the early evening? That's your choice. Daylight saving time year round is going to bring us in the dead of winter. If you live on the western side of a time zone, it's going to be dark until 8:30 in the morning in, you know, around December. And conversely, if you want standard time year round, you're not going to have those summer nights where it stays light until, you know, depending again, if you live on the western side of a time zone, it can stay light till almost 9 o'clock at night. What do you want? I think I'd rather not have a bunch of accidents and kids walking around in the dark trying to go to school. And I'm fine with it getting dark at, you know, 7:30, 7:30 in the summer. Standard time.
Yeah. Because I'm on the farm, I like it when it's later. During the summer, mm-hmm. get more work done before it gets dark. But I get what people are saying about early in the morning. It can be pretty dangerous. And for our radio brethren a lot of people carrying this program have AM radio stations, and many of them are what we call daytimers. And the daytime talk radio, not just talk radio, but daytime AM stations will not be able to go on until the sunrise hits. And so many of them, if this thing does comes out cockamamied up, won't be able to do a morning drive show because they won't be able to go on the air until 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of them.
Well, they can't go on at full power. Most of them can go on at some kind of limited power, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, like 6 watts or something.
Yeah, right, yeah. The radio station we all started on as kids. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Michael Harrison has an interview every week, the MH interview. And this week, he interviews this fellow from Free Talk Live who's in jail. His name is Ian Freeman.
He has an ankle monitor. He has been indicted. He is facing trial. He's going to face a federal trial. This is a fascinating interview. If people don't know who Ian Freeman is the host of a show called Free Talk Live. It's a nationally syndicated talk radio program based out of Keene, New Hampshire. And he is a unrepentant libertarian, a liberty-minded guy, and he and his libertarian, the Free State Project followers up in New Hampshire have been kind of driving the locals a little nuts with some of their liberty-oriented schemes and things. And it turns out what happened is he has also been involved in cryptocurrency. The feds charge him with money laundering, fraud, and all of these other sorts of things related to this. And I won't try to summarize it for you, but listen to the Michael Harrison interview. It is heard on Podcast One, the Podcast One Network. You can find it linked from the Talker's website. But it's a fascinating interview. He speaks with them about an hour about other subjects. But they talk a lot about this indictment. It's going to be interesting because there is not a lot of legal precedent regarding cryptocurrency. And the feds, you know, think that they've got him. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But if you hear him talk about what he did and what he didn't do, you might come away from it thinking, this is really going to be an interesting trial.
Well, I've known this kid in comparison to me, and maybe even you, he's a kid. He's been at this, though, since he was really a kid. I think he and his partner started on the air when he was in his 20s, anyway. And I remember him coming up to me and wanting to know if he could be a guest on my program, because he wanted it. And then they came to me and wanted me, because, you know, I'm an independent producer, and advertising is how we're supported and how these programs continue. And he wanted to know if I wanted to sell. He's in the business of, selling cryptocurrency. And I didn't understand it at the time, and I guess I still don't really understand it. The way radio could sell people on cryptocurrency. And he was actually he said, well, I'll pay you if you do it. I'll pay you in cryptocurrency. And I think maybe more than anything else, I'm happy to try a good pitch on the air, but I didn't want to get paid in crypto because I don't know what to do with it. He said, no, you can buy a car with it. You can take a trip with it. You can do a lot. You can buy groceries with it. And I just didn't fit within that way I'm pretty conservative. Thinking about, all of that, but that's kind of where he's stuck, right? On the crypto.
Well, a lot of folks are leery of cryptocurrency because they don't understand it, and most people don't want to get involved in something that they don't understand, which is a good idea. Never invest in something you don't understand.
Thank you.
Words of wisdom for this Friday, for this weekend, I should say.
Right. Kevin is here with us, Doug Steffen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a reminder about how you get a good night's rest and where you get the tools for having a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the Giza Dream Sheets, the towel sets, the individual My Pillows, the sizes, shapes, the quality, that sort of thing. They have continued to keep the complete sleep system on sale, 30% off using the DJV code. You can get that and all kinds of other classic MyPillow items at MyPillow.com at huge discounts. It's kind of a cool thing. Nice that we have that arrangement. You get to 65% off. Check it all out. make sure your sleeping is the best it can be using the tools for MyPillow.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code. That's MyPillow.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
Thanks to Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Remember, you get the list at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. It's a production and a love of mine to be able to do this every week. So, Kevin, give my best to Michael so that he recovers well. And thank you until we visit again. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, He doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the DJV program. Yes, but you're listening to it. Seems like we just played this theme recently. Do I have that in my memory, Chucker? Is that true?
Sometime in the last 6 months, probably.
Yeah, all right. So why are we playing it today?
Because this day in TV history, March 18, 1977, the last episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on CBS. It ended with a group hug, and I believe they sang the song Long Way to Tipperary. I love that show. That was a great show. I actually discovered that show. I had insomnia a little bit. I had trouble sleeping, and I watched the repeats on Channel 4 out of New York, NBC, at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They used to show two episodes at 2 o'clock in the morning. That had to be sometime in the 1980s, and one of the greatest sitcoms of all time. She was a tremendously likable talent, Mary Tyler Moore, but everybody around her on that show, Ed Asner, Betty White, Georgia Engel, Valerie Harper, Gavin McLeod, all great on that show.
So do you know the significance this week of that song and the expression, it's a long road to Tipperary?
No, tell me.
Well, it's an Irish community, small town, excuse me, that's made up, as I have been told, of there are no businesses in town except pubs. So when you're an Irish person and you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, this becomes a, over there anyway, from what I understand and what I remember, that's one of the battle cries of the week, that it takes a long time to get to Tipperary.
Oh, cool.
That's an old, yeah, it's an old Irish expression for the Irish drinkers among us. That doesn't.
I got to tell you, I was driving home last night from my business about 11 o'clock at night, and St. Patrick's Day definitely is good for the bars.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy.
They pack them in.
So did you fall into the making ice cream that's green?
No, one good thing on Sunday in East Strasbourg, there's a St. Patrick's Day parade going down the block that I'm on, so I should do pretty good business off that. In terms of, let's get the box office. This weekend, The Batman will be the number one movie for the third straight weekend. It's actually having $6 or $7 million weekdays, which is very good.
Really?
Now over $263 million in a little over 2 weeks of release. Really good for a three-hour movie that's pretty dark in tone. Two films enter the marketplace, two horror films. One's called X and the other's called UMM, whatever that means. So, I mean, horror films do fairly well at the box office, but The Batman will be number one for the third straight weekend. Other news, according to reports, a sixth entry in the Scream franchise will start filming this June. In a radio interview, Courtney Cox says she will be back as the character of Gail Weathers. I know you don't like horror, but I watched the last one, Scream 5, a few days ago on Paramount Plus. I thought it was so-so and had that been there, done that feel to it. It was well made, but I just didn't feel it had the energy of the first four films in that franchise, so I'm not that interested.
Tell us what you really think, Chucker.
I'm being honest. I was actually surprised how I wanted to really like it. I thought it was watchable, but not much more.
No, it isn't. It's just too much of that dark stuff and anger and beating up. I don't know. I don't get it.
So you tell me, people are going to go back to the movies this summer in droves, or how do you think it's going to play out?
Keep my fingers crossed. It depends on the product and what's there. You know, we're not going to have Mission Impossible. We're not going to have a couple of the movies that would have been good summer popcorn movies like Death on the Nile. You know, they've already got that out there.
But, you know, it's interesting. I was in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania the other day. I took a ride to watch the East Stroudsburg University girls softball game. It was a road game. I support the team, so I went out there. And I was driving, and there was an AMC movie theater with 25 screens. And I said to my buddy who was driving me, I call him Alfred, by the way. And anyway, so he was driving me, and I said, how in the world could this multiplex survive the last couple of years with 25 screens? I don't even know what they would play on it now. I mean, they probably have Batman on at least five of them and older product, but 25 screens, it's just too many. There's not enough movies. I mean, they got to convert that to maybe like a movie-themed bowling alley. Somebody pitched me that idea. I think it's a good idea, or an arcade or something to do with the real estate, because 25 movies on 25 screens is just not realistic post-COVID anymore. Right. Having said that, yeah, if you look at the box office overall, the movies that are in theaters are having good legs week to week, meaning people are seeking out movies. There's just not enough churning a product on a weekly basis, which is could be a good thing long term, but I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays itself out.
Mm-hmm. The streaming boom apparently is helping propel the film industry's recovery. All the money is being spent not just for theatrical releases, but all of the stuff
for the studios,
that's online.
Yes, for the theater owners, not so much.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I want to go to the theater, man. All right, Chuck, have a good weekend. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the DJ.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.